Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Blood cancers are a diverse group of diseases that include leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. They occur when the normal processes of blood production break down. Dr. Matt Kaiser is head of research from the charity Bloodwise.
Around 38,000 people each year in the UK will be diagnosed with a blood cancer or related disorder, and that means over 200,000 people in the UK are living with or beyond the blood cancer.
Dr. Kaiser, where are we in understanding why people develop these forms of blood cancer?
In general, the risk increases with age, although anyone of any age can be affected. There are some genetic factors that can be inherited, which mean you're slightly more at risk. There are some environmental factors, but not many. There are a few compounds used in agricultural or industrial processes which can slightly increase the risk. But in general, it's when the cell growth is perturbed in some way.
How might the various forms of blood cancer manifest themselves?
So there are a number of symptoms that arise when someone has a blood cancer, but these tend to be quite generic and hard to spot. So things like fatigue or breathlessness or unusual bleeding or bruising, headaches potentially. And it's important to understand the kind of cluster of symptoms that might occur and any specific symptoms relating to specific diseases. So myeloma is commonly associated with severe back pain or bone pain, and lymphoma with swellings in the lymph glands in the neck, chest, armpits or groin. And really, it's important to seek advice from a GP as soon as anyone is concerned about these clusters of symptoms.
I know the organisation you represent, Bloodwise, have been heavily involved in research into cancers of the blood since your creation. I see from my research there are potentially significant developments on the horizon. Give us some idea of where we are today in treating and curing blood cancers.
The survival rates for all blood cancers have increased over the last 50 years, although some more than others. We've had some really good progress. For instance, the most common form of childhood leukemia. When we started in 1960, children had at best 1 in 10 chance of surviving past 5 years, but thanks to clinical trials testing the best combination of drugs, now 9 in 10 survive beyond 5 years and many more years into older age. For another type of leukemia, we've been the pioneer really of targeted treatment, which means using drugs that hit the exact faulty molecules that are at the heart of a particular cancer, and that means now with a daily pill, most patients can live a near normal lifespan with a much better quality of life than they had before. There are other diseases where we haven't made as much progress, and many diseases still rely on quite grueling chemotherapy and stem cell transplants, which many older patients or patients with other health problems can't withstand. So we're really looking for not only more effective, biologically targeted medicines, but also kinder ones that mean more patients can tolerate them and lead to fewer health problems down the line.
Across West Yorkshire and Manchester, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.